It's time for Health Headlines on 580 CFRA with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Mark.
So we're seeing, I find this headline a kind of perplexing or surprising, but the headline is ER visits tied to energy drinks double since 2007. Mm-hmm. So people who are actually going to the emergency room because they've had energy drinks.
Yeah, what's happened is that they've likely had more than they should have. Part of this, Mark, is that everybody has their own physical and psychological limits in terms of how things affect them. And this goes to any activity when you think about it. Exercise, certain people can perform better than others. There's just physical limits. There's emotional and psychological limits that people have. Some people can perform better under stress than others. So, and that's normal. It's not anything that means anything is wrong with anyone. It's just that's the way we are. And so what happens is that you have people who have all these different ranges of limits, and they end up consuming either the same amount or more than what they should. And it's essentially what these drinks are doing is it's a delivery system for caffeine.
Right.
Part of the problem is that there are variances in how much caffeine is in each of these cans. It also depends on the dose or the size of the drink, if they're having an 8-ounce one or a 16-ounce or 32 ounces. And what happens is that we know that with caffeineism or too much caffeine intake, you can have increased anxiety, headaches, your heart rate can change, you can get arrhythmias, you can have heart attacks as a result of overstressing the heart. Difficulty sleeping because of the caffeine for obvious reasons. And so part of that is that you're having especially younger people who either have not been exposed to daily caffeine intake as adults have with coffee, or even taking drinks to the effect that they're consuming the equivalent of 15 cups of coffee a day. So you have this huge variance, and as a result, with this use of this new product, you're seeing people go to the emergency room because they are now experiencing the effects of a particular drug.
So what would the effects of that be? What would people be going to the emergency room with? Would it be an accelerated heart rate or something like that?
Yeah, usually it's someone that's having an anxiety attack or extreme nervousness. And their heart rate is rapid. And the fact that their heart rate goes up, they get anxious about that as well. So it's more, I would say it's a lot of it is cardiac in nature, where their heart rates are just bounding out of their chest, and you can get arrhythmias as well. So that's the likely trigger for them to go, either that or, again, anxiety attacks, because, again, the caffeine has exceeded their capacity to deal with the stimulant, and as a result, their body now reacts to it in that way.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines on 580 CFRA.